Weatherford Public Schools in Custer County, Western Oklahoma, is bursting at the seams with kids. Normally, the district gets 20 new students a year, but lately they've been topping 100. To accommodate the rapid student population growth, they've filled up every closet, nook, and cranny, and have had to shuffle some people around. Marla Pankratz, the principal at Burcham Elementary in Weatherford, says they turned the assistant principal's office into a classroom. His new office is, well...
This is actually our nurse's office, and sick kids come in here. So the principal, the assistant principal, his desk is in the middle. And so he shares space with all of these people until we get more classroom space back.
Right next to the assistant principal's desk is the cot for sick kids to lay on. And all the nurse's supplies are stored in plastic bins along the wall. They've made other adjustments, too.
This used to be a storage closet. And it's now our OT, PT, speech, all of our therapy. So we add a window to the closet door because you want to always want to open space. So
the school built 10 new classrooms 4 years ago, but now they're all full. Ms. Pankratz says they will probably purchase portable buildings for next year to create extra classrooms, but they haven't made the leap yet because they don't want to spend the money if they don't have to.
You know, it's a numbers game, and you just kind of watch it carefully and have a plan just in case.
The population growth is happening across the state, and it's not just a space issue. Thousands rallied on the state capitol in support of public education last week, screaming, "Fund us now." Clark Jolly, the chair of the Senate Appropriations and Budget Committee, agrees that growing districts are under intense pressure and could use more money.
Districts like Mustang, Edmond, Broken Arrow, UConn, the districts that are growing are the ones that are having the most problem.
But he doesn't think giving more money to education in general is the answer. He's in favor of changing the way the money is distributed. He says funding for education has outpaced the student population growth, which is true. But funding from the legislature is at the same level it was in 2008, despite the 40,000 new students. The uptick in spending is primarily coming from local bond issues and school district savings accounts. Charles Bradley, the deputy superintendent at Mustang Public Schools, says their savings account is almost gone.
We've used it. It's done its job. It's done its job well. But year over year, less money per student is going to show itself in Mustang schools.
Mustang has experienced tremendous growth. They added 500 new students just last year. Bradley says they've been able to contain it so far by building 3 new schools in the past 2 years, but he's worried about the future.
If you happen to notice down Mustang Road when you were coming this way, you look to your right and you look to your left, you're seeing brand new houses and you see room for more brand new houses.
Sure enough, a mile away from Mustang High School, houses going up. The administrators at both school districts say the oil and gas industry is the main driver for their growth. And despite the recent downturn in production, they expect their growth to continue. They're happy to welcome the new families, but also agree that more money from the legislature would be helpful in alleviating some of the pressure. Representative Earl Sears, who is chair of the House Appropriations and Budget Committee, says prioritizing the state's budget is a balancing act. And he says education is just one of many agencies that needs more funding.
And we have continued to make education a priority, and we have continued to put money in public education. Now, there lies the debate and the argument. Has it been enough? We can have that debate.
Sears does think education needs more money, but this year it all boils down to the $611 million budget hole, which Sears refers to as a self-inflicted wound. He says the economy is doing well because people are moving into the state and want to work and live here. But the legislature has given out too many tax cuts and has made too many budget promises, leaving them with this shortfall. He says some agencies will face cuts, but as of now, he's not sure which. Marla Pankratz, the principal at Burcham Elementary, says whatever happens, they'll work with what they get.
I mean, that's what educators do as a whole. We get the number, and then we try to make it work, and we get kids everything we can get them and the best education we can with the funding that we have.
For KOSU, this is Emily Wendler.